with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Texas has made the first move in a battle over redistricting.
There is a new voting map in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill into law.
Texas is now more red in the United States Congress.
The new congressional voting map is designed to help Republicans gain more seats in the 2026 midterms. President Trump has been pushing for the new map. Republicans have a slim majority in the House. Before Texas lawmakers passed their new map, California passed a bill supported by Governor Gavin Newsom, putting before voters a new Democratic-leaning map to counter any gains Republicans could make in Texas. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has revoked Secret Service protection for former Vice President Kamala Harris. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former vice presidents typically get federal government protection for 6 months after leaving office. But President Biden extended Harris's Secret Service detail for an additional year. That extra year is being revoked, according to the White House. The move comes just a few weeks before the former vice president kicks off a 15-city book tour promoting a new memoir about her abbreviated presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A divided U.S. appeals court ruled Friday that most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal, undercutting his use of the levies as a key international economic policy tool. The court allowed the tariffs to remain in place through October 14th to give the Trump administration a chance to file an appeal with the Supreme Court. The president promptly responded on Truth Social, decrying the ruling. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has revoked the visas of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and 80 other officials ahead of next month's annual high-level meeting of the UN General Assembly. The Palestinian Authority denounced the visa's withdrawal as a violation of U.S. commitments as the host of the country of the UN and urged the State Department to do a reversal. This is SRN News. The Trump administration sends a warning. More on this from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent letters to 40 states and several U.S. territories telling them to remove all references to gender ideology in federally funded sex education material or risk losing taxpayer dollars. Assistant Secretary Andrew Grattison says, quote, federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. Accountability is coming. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom is under siege in mostly Muslim Malaysia. International Christian Concern reports that it's a major problem in the Sabah religion, a region where Muslims have established kind of a de facto Sharia state. ICC says Christian youth are being converted in large numbers through educational initiatives which prioritize Islamic teachings over religious diversity. This is SRN News. Online age checks are on the rise in this country and elsewhere.
The checks ask people for IDs or face scans to prove that they're over 18 or 21 or even 13. To proponents, they're a tool to keep children away from adult websites and other material that might be harmful to them. But opponents see a worrisome trend toward a less secure, less private, and less free internet, where people can be denied access not just to pornography, but news, health information, and the ability to speak openly and anonymously. John Scott reporting.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street a day after the market hit its largest all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Friday. The index ended up August 1.9%, its fourth straight month of gains. The Dow fell 92 points or 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite fell 1.2%. Markets will be closed Monday for Labor Day. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.